the high school seniors write an essay, "I Will Glorify My Lord Jesus with My Approach to Sexuality." This morning I'd like to share a few excerpts from their papers this year. It was finally here, Anna's wedding day, the day she had dreamed about and planned for months. The small, picturesque church was crowded with friends and family. Sunlight poured through the stained glass windows, and the gentle music of a string quartet filled the air. Anna walked down the aisle toward David. Joy surged within her. This was the moment for which she had waited so long. He gently took her hand, and they turned toward the altar. But as the minister began to lead Anna and David through their vows, the unthinkable happened. A girl stood up in the middle of the congregation, walked quietly to the altar, and took David's other hand. Another girl approached and stood next to the first, followed by another. Soon a chain of six girls stood by him. As he was supposed to speak his vows to Anna, Anna felt her lip begin to quiver. Tears welled in her eyes. "Is this some kind of joke?" she whispered to David. I'm sorry, Anna," he said, staring at the floor. "Who are these girls, David? What is going on?" she gasped. "They're girls from my past," he answered. "Anna, they don't mean anything to me now. But I've given part of my heart to each one of them." "I thought your heart was mine," Anna said. "It is. It is," he pleaded. "Everything that's left is yours." A tear rolled down Anna's cheek. Then she woke up. In the previous paragraph, David had not always glorified the Lord in his approach to sexuality. When his marriage finally came around, his past decisions and mistakes came back to haunt him. Not only did it harm his own future and spiritual well-being, it also harmed his wife's, as well as all the other people that were involved with him in the past. This is an important thing to think about that applies to us as well. As Christians, we are expected to look out for each other's spiritual well-being. Fornication affects a lot more people than you might think it would. It defiles the temple of the Holy Spirit by breaking God's law, disregarding His command to remain free from sexual relations until marriage, Hebrews 13. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Fornication also harms myself by pushing me outside the kingdom of God. We cannot serve both God and our sinful desires, Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Furthermore, the sin of fornication will greatly harm the spiritual welfare of the other person with whom I'm sinning. Luke 17. And Jesus said to his disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones." God has promised good to those who keep his commands, resist temptation. James 1, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Practicing abstinence until marriage, resisting all the temptations that are thrown our way, That is how Jesus wants us to show our love for Him. And He is the Savior who so loved us first. So let us rejoice in the loving forgiveness that Christ's victory has won for each of us, and reflect that love of Christ who first loved us in all of our earthly relationships. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hymn 412.